Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. My friends, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to a best of edition of The Brendan Show. These best of episodes feature training that I have done live, sometimes online to tens of thousands of people, or live on stage where I was speaking on some stages across the world. Or these might be some of my monthly training programs and highlights of those that I do every single month with our monthly students. So I know you're going to really enjoy these, because these are a little bit more of a deep dive look at some of my training as a personal and professional development trainer. You know, I focus so much on helping you find that deeper level of motivation and start practicing some of those high performance habits. Well, you hear me talk about many of those concepts in these special episodes here. These are my best of trainings, only and exclusively right here on The Brendan Show. So I hope you enjoy them. Please know that as you hear me speak in many of these, you'll hear me reference something, because sometimes I'll have been training live or on video or on stage or through a broadcast. So you might not be able to see something I'm suggesting or motioning to or maybe even drawing out on a flip chart or motioning towards on a presentation, but you'll get the gist of it. So make sure you bust out your journal, take some good notes here, because this is really valuable insights on the mindset or the strategies that you need to adopt in order to improve your life. And if you want to go and get more content like this, but much more deeper and have more of an interactive relationship with me in this type of training, make sure you join our High Performance Monthly Training Program. That's our monthly subscription program where I go live with you and our high performance students every single month. And I train on a new topic or a new piece of research that we've created from the High Performance Institute. And I train on that. And then I do Q&A and actual live coaching and interactive coaching with people every single month. That's called High Performance Monthly. And you can access it at brendon.com/monthly. That's brendon.com/monthly. brendon.com/monthly to get deeper dive training similar to this. So if you like this, you would love that training program. But without further ado, let's jump in right now to one of the Brendon Show's best of trainings. You are going to love this session. And I know that because this is something that many of you actually asked along the way for me to cover. And usually I don't cover this really anywhere else in my work. So I think you're gonna really enjoy this one. People have been asking, Brendon, tell us more about success in your perspective and your research in the most important area of our life, our relationships. And now I know some of you may be in an intimate relationship, maybe you're married, you're with a significant other or a partner, in that loving, intimate kind of way. And some of you will apply this to your relationships even at work. Probably not the first one, definitely not the first one. But maybe relationships with friends and kids. But I'm gonna use almost this whole time and examples about your intimate relationship. This is gonna be a fun session because I think the number one thing we must do in our relationships is bring back the joy and the fun into them. We all get trapped into our routines, and because we're in our routines or we're in our mindset, we're in our day, we go through the motions, and I think what ends up happening is really unfortunate. Our energy, our fun, our teasing, our flirtation, it's not there in our relationships. It was there when you went on your first couple dates and then it disappeared. You gotta bring that back. And a lot of this is about bringing that back. You'll get that back if you'll do these things. As you've learned, everything is about intention. And then it's about the implementation, doing it. This first one, I'm gonna start really hot and heavy with you because a lot of people aren't doing this anymore and it's killing their intimate relationships. And you might not be comfortable with this, and that is exactly why I'm starting there. You need to flirt more often. If you're married, what I want you to do today and tomorrow and the next 7 days, I want to give you a 7-day flirtation challenge. I want you to look at and process your relationship in your marriage like you did in that first 2-3 weeks when you were texting that person or you're calling that person, you were sending flowers, you take them to the nice restaurant and not bitching about the price. Like you were doing fun things together, but there's also chemistry. And what people forget all the time is the chemistry, it didn't go away. People think chemistry goes away. Well, just like some people think they have energy. You don't have energy and you don't have chemistry. You generate energy. You generate chemistry. Like the power plant doesn't have energy, it generates it. You must also transform, generate, store, deliver energy, chemistry back into your relationship by intentional will. I want you to bring the fun back in. I want you to think, how could I flirt today? Literally, here's what I like to do. A couple simple things. On your phone, set an alarm to go off twice every day for the next 7 days. That alarm is gonna go off and it's gonna say, send a flirtatious message to spouse. I don't care if you are angry at your spouse right now. I don't care if you're mad at them. I don't really care what the context of the relationship is. I know that sounds insensitive, but I want you to challenge yourself to rise above it anyway. And if you really care about this person and you wanna reestablish
you know, chemistry, life, love, joy, heart, intimacy with them. Twice a day, alarm goes off, send flirtatious text. I think to have a great, successful relationship, you need to become a master at reframing things, especially how you interpret things. It's really easy to blame, to get caught in negative cycles in relationships, and not give the benefit of the doubt to our partners anymore. You know, it's easy to walk in and see the house is all destroyed and say, oh, what a slob. But maybe you can walk in and say, gosh, I wonder what was going on. He had to be such a hurry that he would leave it like this. Gosh, I hope he's okay. You know, it's giving people the benefit of the doubt to say, you know, let's not just automatically frame things as the negative, but to reframe them in an understanding, empathetic way when we give the people the benefit of the doubt. You know, if someone is dropping a bunch of balls and they're a hot mess in your life, not to just say, oh, they're an idiot, but to say, you know, maybe they're really struggling right now. I need to pay attention to that. My first impulse is to blame them or get mad at them, but maybe I need to reframe that and ask a different kind of question and to reframe the situation from how I'm feeling about it to the broader frame. Remember that wedding picture you got? The broader frame is the relationship, is the context of love that we have bound our hearts with another human being, and to reframe into that higher spiritual precept, that higher perspective into the relationship that kind of gets out of our hurts and our insecurities and our childish ways and says, how can I look at this in a way that would benefit this relationship? Not just make me feel better because I'm selfish, not just make that person wrong because maybe they are wrong, but rather reframe everything in the context of the relationship. I think that's the magic. Many of you know, I really cut my sort of teeth in the relationship world as a professional mediator. I was doing mediations with literally court-appointed divorces. So two people would come in, they're in a divorce situation, and I had to mediate that. This was very difficult work, and I was doing this by the time I was 22. You know, it was a lot for a young person to take on, and it was challenging, but I learned a lot about people. And I learned about the number one way that I could have a breakthrough in a conflict in a relationship was to help each party to reframe their perspective about what was going on there, to reframe a story they had, to reframe a slight that they felt like they had against them, and instead reframe it to a higher context of not just you and me, but us, and what are we all about here? I think you could do that. And so maybe there's a few issues or old stories in your relationship that you could reframe. Maybe next time you're upset, you can take a step out of that personal frame and into the relationship frame and say, what would serve this relationship better right now? I know that's hard for people because we are now in a culture that is so unbelievably selfish. And how could we expect to have anything else when we're teaching everybody to take selfies all day, you know? When it's all about public demonstration of who we are, what we like, how we feel in the online sort of social media world, that we've forgotten to take a broader view about our human interactions and relationships and responsibilities. And you don't need me to preach to you about this. I get it. But I think we could all do a benefit to our relationship if we would reframe everything in terms of us again and how we could benefit us again. And I know that can be a hard battle if your relationship is struggling right now, but I promise you won't win the battle without being an expert at reframing. It's a good thing to do. If you've never read books on sort of conflict mediation, I encourage you to go read some of that work. You know, just go to the bookstore or go to the college university bookstore and say, do you have any books on like conflict or mediation? You know, family therapy, you know, whatever you got to study to get in the world of looking. There's lots of ways to look at each situation. And most of us have such a narrow frame about how we feel that we often block out other perspectives. And now we get boxed in how we view things. And we think our truth is the truth. And it's not. There's other people in the game, in a relationship. So that's a must. in relationships to start asking for things again. Here's what happens in relationships. Well, she knows what I want. And then I'll sit him down and I'll say, could you tell me what you think he wants? And she won't know. Or she'll verbalize it in a completely different way than he does. Or you'll get people who are, they're just bitter and resigned from each other, so they won't ask for what they need. They won't ask for the favor, they won't ask for the empathy, they won't ask for the forgiveness. They won't ask for the support and following their dream. They won't ask for sex. They won't ask for caring. They won't ask for understanding. They won't ask for some help handling the kids because they say, he doesn't help. She doesn't understand me. And they take these positions. And so because they don't believe others understand them or will support them, they just entirely stop asking. How is that ever going to move them through? Matter of fact, I really believe if you want more in life, you must learn to request more of life. You know, ask and you shall receive is biblical. I mean, it is important. It's essential that we learn to verbalize it. And most people, especially when they've been through a couple bad relationships in a row or they're in one that's really just tough, you know, and by the way, I don't speak just casually about that. I don't mean to do that because I know you might be going through a hard time. I've just been through it a lot. I've seen it. And you may think I understand you or you may think I don't, but have you ever mediated over 200 conflicts in personal relationships? I did that professionally. It doesn't take a whole lot of couples and working with a lot of high performers to realize relationships get wrecked and they get wrecked pretty easily and people give up pretty fast. And so I think a lot of people aren't receiving what they want in life because they don't ask for it. Even at such a level, I tell people this on stage all the time, I say, maybe the world isn't giving you what you want because based on all of your distractions and your silence, and your avoidance, it's simply unclear what you are asking for. You know? In relationships, you think people know. You know, one of the number one things that I've been blessed to work with very high-level government officials and some of the best speech writers in the world, matter of fact. And one of the things a speech writer will often tell me is, you know, Brendan, you have to ask things from a populace or an audience way more than you think because they forgot about it. They got back into their world. Your spouse got back into their world. They forgot what you asked for yesterday. It's got to come up again. It can't be badgering or belligerent or negative or upset that they didn't deliver it as immediately as McDonald's would deliver you a hamburger. Look, sometimes people need a lot of reminders, not because they're stupid or because they're irresponsible, but because, you know, today the world throws a lot at us. And we're all juggling a million things. It's pretty easy to drop a ball and forget something. And even if they care about you, sometimes that. Because, hey, let's be honest, is there someone who you owe something to? Or maybe you should be more present and attentive to? And maybe someone asked you for something in this last week or two and you kind of forgot to give it to them? Whether it was to send them an email or to take some time to listen or to give them some support in a certain way? I bet you have. We all have. No one's perfect. So if that's happening for you, it's probably happening for them. And maybe it's time to start asking again on a more consistent basis. You know, I think if you haven't said to your partner, your spouse, your lover, your husband in the last several days, honey, is there anything you need, anything I can do for you? If you haven't said that, let me tell you what, you forgot this one. You really got away. And I really mean that, in the last couple of days. This should be something you ask, if not every day, every couple of days. Honey, you need anything today? Honey, anything I can do to make your day better? Honey, anything I can do to serve? It doesn't make you a servant. It makes you a spiritually connected person to the person who you dedicated your life to. Now, I know I'm preaching a little bit here because many of you might have the most extraordinary relationships, but I'm hoping too you'll remind yourselves of some things that maybe you could do in your own life, but maybe you could pass these on to a friend at lunch who's telling you they're having a tough time and say, hey, you know, maybe, honey, you need to ask a few things more of the people around you because that would be a positive thing. So I know sometimes I'm speaking to these things, they might apply. You might be the most flirtatious person on the planet. You didn't need to be reminded of this, but maybe you could remind your partner of this. Maybe you could remind someone going through a difficult time of this. Part of the development isn't just what you will apply, but maybe you taking a leadership role in inspiring other people as well. And so I think of that hat that you're wearing. Maybe if you already ask your spouse or your partner or your lover a lot, maybe you could encourage them to ask more of you. Or you could encourage someone who's having a tough time in a relationship to ask more. I think that would serve.
All right, my friend, I hope that you enjoyed that best of episode. Was that inspiring? Were you fired up? Did you love it? If you did, make sure you do me a favor. Go out on social media somewhere and share that episode. You know, just go out, post it somewhere, post yourself listening to it. Make sure you hashtag The Brendan Show, because when you do that, I can look you up and we can find you on Instagram and post that in the social media. And sometimes we do all expense paid trips to people we find. We just randomly select people. We send them gifts, autograph books, swag, t-shirts, all expense paid trips to some of my seminars. So make sure you let us know. Share what you thought about this episode out there on the social media worlds, and then we can find you and celebrate you. And also, I would love to invite you to join us in our High Performance Monthly program. So just go to brendan.com/monthly. That's brendan.com/monthly. That's where we do deeper dive trainings like you just heard, but we do that every single month. And there's some live Q&A there, and I do some giveaways, and we give students in that monthly program tickets to my seminars and some extra special training on leadership. So make sure you check it out at brendan.com/monthly. I appreciate you being part of this community of so many people dedicated to finding that deeper drive of motivation and practicing high performance habits so that they can become extraordinary in their careers, in your personal life, in your health. You can live an extraordinary quality of life, and sometimes you just need a little bit more training and a little bit more nudge, a little bit more energy, a little bit more drive and consistency. And I'm hoping that being part of this community with The Brendan Show, I'm providing that to you in some way. So thank you, my friend, for listening. I look forward to seeing you or listening with you on the next episode of The Brendon Show. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course? And to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules. Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm gonna change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance.
So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, oh, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125.